Blog Talk Radio.
This is the I Love Politics show. I'm your host, B. Says. I do praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Code laws prove whites demand supremacy. That's the title of my show today. And I want to talk to you today about black code laws, about Jim Crow laws, about the Civil Rights Act, about a 21-year-old white man with enough hatred in him to walk into a church and take the lives, steal the lives of 9 black people for one reason, because of the color of their skin. The result of his hatred of the color of their skin. This is America. This is not Southern America. This is the United States of America. But in South Carolina was the first state to secede from the Union because South Carolina did not want to give up slaves. Today, we are witnessing some things that reverts back to the slavery that's embedded in our history. Take America back, to me, means take America back to slavery. Texas is removing from their history books slavery, the reason for civil rights, the reason for the Civil War. I'm sorry. Texas is removing from its history books slavery, the reason for the Civil War, and black code laws. These three things is being removed from Texas history books come this fall. Today is Sunday, July 12th, 2015. Black code laws prove whites demand supremacy. Now you tell me in your own words what you would think of black people, how you would feel about the status of black people if today there was no mention of slavery, no knowledge of slavery, no understanding of the reason for the Civil War, and no understanding of black code laws. If those three things were not a part of who we are today, tell me how you would feel about blacks and tell me why you would feel that way. Now, I don't have access to my lines today, but I'll be online Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, open lines for those who want to talk about black code laws. Because when I heard Texas was removing these things from its history books, I know the reason. That's how you whitewash history. But as long as we know our history, which is what a lot of people does not know, we won't make the mistakes of the past. And that's what we need to aim for, to not make the mistakes of, to grow our country, to grow our economy, to grow our knowledge of one another. There was slave trade in America. You cannot whitewash that. Some people will tell you, well, yeah, but the slaves, the Africans sold the slaves to the whites in America. So, two wrongs make a right. Yeah, but there were blacks who owned slaves themselves. Yeah, to keep their families together. And the reason they owned them, because of the greed of the white man. Because the slaves, the Africans, were ignorant people. They were a people who had been snatched out of their environment, who had to learn a totally new environment, which include new land, new people, a new tongue, a new religion. They had to learn everything, and every African that was brought to America were not even from the same parts of Africa. So that was a lot for a group of people to endure, but we did it. I'm fifth-generation descendant. We did it. So, yes, there was a slave trade. And, yes, slavery was an industry in America. And, yes, the Civil War did. The Civil War was about mostly slaves. Mostly. And black code laws were about slaves who were now free. But black code laws were used to keep Africans in bondage. They were created to keep Africans in bondage. Black code laws became the law of the land, not just the law of the South. The law of the land was law based on politicians writing laws. It was laws. And the KKK were the people who were to enforce those laws. That's where the KKK come in. They were law enforcement. That's who they were. And I'm so afraid that's what we're dealing with today. Textbooks that remove slavery only shows the desire that whites have for supremacy. Because if you remove all of the reasons, you can take studies and say, see why blacks are doing poor? Because blacks are inferior. There have been reports to say such things. In 1865, American blacks began their lives with nothing but whips on their backs, a stick across their shoulder, and a handkerchief with things they might own tied up in it, and went about their way. And that was when the black code laws came into existence, and they became concrete in the head of men before they hit the paper. Because for whatever reason, once slavery was abolished, white men could walk along and decide that that African had broke a law because he was walking on the wrong side of the street, and lock him up in a jail until he could put him on a plantation to put them back to work. That's what black code laws did. Black code laws were set up to deny rights to the now free Africans so that white supremacy would stay in control. That's what it was about. Nothing else. And we're living in it today. We're living in it today. And all of the things that we live in today that's put up on black people by other, all of these things is the reason you hear blacks say now to America, Black Lives Matter. What else are we supposed to say? We know every other life matter, always have. Well, wait, let me be clear. The wealthy white man life is the life that matters more so than anybody else's. Because at one time in America, well, it's really now, but not as bad, women, no rights. Immigrants, no rights. Now, we are a land of immigrants. We know that. But after the original bunch got over here, the original bunch of hookers and crookers and greed and thieves, they pretty much wanted it their way. And their way did not include women, and it did not include other people coming to the land. Now, I don't know exactly what year they stopped taking people into America, because I don't know American history that well. I know a lot about black history. I don't know a lot about when the wealthy white man decided he didn't want any more immigrants and he would treat immigrants like he treat blacks. Not quite as bad as the slaves were treated, because I do know about the indentured servants, and I do know at one time when white families were coming to America under the indentured service plan in America, that also there were blacks who were treated under the indentured servant plan. And that's when they stopped it for blacks who were Africans at that point. They did give that right to some Africans, but they cut it out. They revoked it, and they didn't grandfather in people who had it. They took over and put blacks in their place totally, and then whites were allowed to do the indentured servant plan. And that meant that a white family could work 7 years on a plantation, generally as an overseer family, if there was room for that. And after the 7 years, you could buy your freedom. That's America's history. That part I know. So even then, poor whites mattered. It was black lives that didn't matter. And so that's why today we say it matters. The people who come up with this did a great thing, and I hope it never goes away. Because there are already lies in circulation today. Too many lies in circulation today about the black codes. It's lies being perpetrated through the internet and in books and on DVDs and everything else now. It's lies. I will tell you that the lies being circulated about black codes and the KKK, it's being said that the KKK is a Christian organization. Well, I'm going to tell you, you need to read about the timeline of the black code laws. You need to read the history of the KKK. And I'll say to you, if you want true history, you need to have more than one source. You need to find some old, outdated, copyrighted books. You can find some at libraries. You maybe can even find some in the homes of your grandparents. But you need to know history, because if we don't know our history going forward, the same mistakes of the past will be repeated. So old books is the best history if you want the current accounts of what was happening in America at any given time. And I say that also to say, Twitter today is our history. Facebook is our history. Keep it in paper form. Keep it in downloaded in any way that you can, because that too will be distorted. In the next 10 to 20 years, it will be lies, because that's the only thing that gives power to white supremacy is lies, because there is no such thing as white supremacy. Somebody white once upon a time wrote a book to explain to white people that they were superior to blacks, and so there the lies started. All citizens of America are not equal in today's society. All citizens of America have never been equal. So that's why when you say you want to go back, I want to know what you want to go back to. And to stand up and start cheering when a politician say, I want to take back my country, unless you are a wealthy white man, you better put your hand over your stupid mouth and ask, what do you want to go back to? Because, see, what's in your mind to go back to and what's in the mind of that wealthy white man to go back to ain't the same thing. And if you're standing out there foaming at the mouth over a wealthy white man telling a lie like that, you're on the other side of the coin. I can guarantee you that. Because if you are homosexual, they're not talking to you. If you are a woman, they're not talking to you. If you are an immigrant without money, they're not talking to you. If you are a black, they're not talking to you. If you are a Mexican, they're not talking to you. If you are an Asian, they're not talking to you. Unless you are a wealthy multimillionaire in the top 1%. And if you are not there when they say go back, they are not talking to you. You better get your history straight and understand what your role is. So one of the things that when I say that they want to take away from history, the books, the history of slaves, the reason for the Civil War and the Black Code laws, that's not going to erase America's history. But I will tell you today that working class Americans are the new blacks. And black code laws are being used against working class every day of the week, 24/7. You read the timeline, do that, of black code laws. Don't read this little article saying that black code laws were set up to give blacks equal rights. Jim Crow laws were set up to give blacks separate but equal rights. Slavery happened. Slavery is an industry, and I say is because we're still in it. And equality was not and never have been afforded to blacks in America. And it shows in the judicial system. It shows financially. It shows in communities that blacks have never been afforded equal rights in this country. Because even when government was handing out land, free land, every rich white person did not earn it themselves. The government gave away land in America. All you had to do was go out and farm that land, and after 5 years it was yours, and you had to be white. After 1865, this happened. Some of this began before then, but in multitudes of whites, it happened. Housing, the housing industry was set up for white people. Blacks could not take advantage of government-subsidized housing till in the late, if I'm not mistaken, 50s or early 60s, 1960s. I'm not talking about 18. Blacks who served in the military, came out the military after World War II, and were not eligible for government housing for their families. Black code laws kept blacks down. It was the oppression of blacks. Slavery happened. And erasing it from history books will not erase it. It will not erase what we live with today in this country. And that's why today in this country, a 21-year-old white male who should have nothing, should be ready to soar, but he's filled with so much hatred that he's willing to kill people because of the color of their skin. It is because of slavery. It's because slavery happened, and it's because too many people could never get over their right to own black people. It happened. America and slavery goes together like a hand and a glove. It's there. No matter what we want to say or think, it happened. We can't erase it. We can do better. And slavery, America, and the Civil War, America, and black code laws. These are three parts of American history that lives on in black and white Americans alike for different reasons. But it's there. It's real. And we can fix it because we are made in the image of God, and there is nothing that we cannot do if we put our minds to it. We have to want to do it. We have to work together, the white people, to end it because they begin it. These three things existed based on ignorance, based on greed, and based on hate. And these three things have specific timelines, and blacks are the object of each of these three things. There would not have been a civil war if Africans had not been enslaved. There would not have been black code laws except for the enslavement of Africans became illegal. Not out of the hearts of white men, but because of the brain of some white men who realized that slavery was destroying this country and would do more harm than good in years to come if it wasn't ended. More harm to the country as a whole. And we are seeing it because as great a country as America is today, had we accepted the abolishment of slavery and moved forward, we'd be so much greater this morning than we are. But I say to the working class Americans, and mainly to my black brothers and sisters, according to scripture, consider the ant and be wise. One ant alone, not another ant, fear that ant. But an army of ants together can move mountains, can tear down villages, can send a herd of elephants on the run. Together, an army of ants tells us, consider the ant and be wise. Be wise. Without any documented American history of slavery, civil war, and black code laws, you ask yourself, why would you think blacks are not as financially advanced as other people are today if you didn't know history? Why would you think blacks are where blacks are today? What would be your explanation if you didn't know what this country did to black people, to Africans? That's the reason blacks are in deteriorated communities. That's the reason institutional racism exists, to keep blacks from ever being equal to the majority race. And it's easy to stop this. Just ask yourself, what are some of your desires this morning? And how can you get those desires? And what stands in the way this morning of the desires of your heart? Because black code laws is an example of government allowing the writing of laws by wealthy white men so that they can do what they want, when they want, to whomever they choose. That's what black code laws are, and that's what's on the books of our courts today, America. You believe me, you read the timeline of black code laws, and you will see in those laws the things that you live with today. I can promise you, you'll see it. Black code laws is an example of our government allowing white men to write laws so they can do what they want, when they want, to whomever they choose to do it. Black code laws is the proof of the desire, of the demand of white supremacy. So you can read some stuff now about black code laws that's been updated, but it's lies. There's a lot of lies out there now. It's a lot of lies about the KKK out there now. Black code laws was not written to give blacks equal rights after slavery. That's a lie. If you see anything to start off with that and say to give blacks rights, it's a lie. It was to stop blacks from taking their skills and starting their own businesses, because the first fees that man had to pay in America to run a business was levied against Africans, freed Africans, to say, you can't sell that on this corner, where's your license? And the Africans say, what license? I did it for the master. Well, you can't do it no more. You need a license. Go to the courthouse, pay for a license, and then we'll let you know if you can sell it, if you can make it. That's where fees and things of that nature came from in our society today. That's where it started, with black code laws aimed at Africans who had skills, who had already built this America. That's where we are. Yes, this America was built by slave wages, slave labor. Slavery in the making of America, that's what made America. Free labor. Shoot, if you can get all the free labor you needed, you can run any kind of business if it wasn't going, the labor wasn't going to cost you nothing. Think about it. People holler, I built this, and especially I hear people talking about, I'm a fifth-generation farmer. Well, the first generation of those farmers got free land. They worked it. They did work it, but it was free. My fifth-generation family back there, ancestry, couldn't get it. I'm black. They were black. I had Indian, black, but when black, one, the rule, one drop of black blood, that's America. So I'm saying to you today, we got to come together if we want to see economic development in America without any regard to the color of the person's skin. We got to look at what one another can offer in advice, in prayers, in finances, in skills, whatever they can offer. We got to collaborate, stop the hatred. We cannot have young people willing to walk into a church and kill somebody because of the color of their skin. We don't want that, because we heard nine deaths, and number 10 was that 21-year-old person. Because regardless of whether he feel it, God will see to it that he feel what he did. In God's name, America, let's heal our land.